Voices, a word from our editor-in-chief, Tom Similian. Why are consumer robots still so dumb? Our fascination with humanoid robots is older than many of us realize. As far back as the 17th century, French inventor Jacques de Vaucanson used the same technologies as clocks to develop the duck, a mechanical automaton that could simulate motions for eating, drinking, and even defecating. The automata craze continued through the 18th and 19th centuries in France and Switzerland, among other locations, and made its way into fantastical novels by French writers Jules Verne and Auguste Villiers de l'Isle-Adam, who wrote L'Ève Future, The Future Eve, which is among the first works to use the term android. These innovations led to bigger and more practical inventions, such as the automatic loom, which in some ways parallels the relationship between whimsical and practical consumer robots and high-performance enterprise robots. Robots for fun and robots for business have been around forever, so why don't we have Rosie from the Jetsons yet? The all-in-one humanoid robot that can cook, clean, shop, and keep the family company, as well as walk and climb stairs like a human, remains elusive. Yes, we've made improvements in the AI part of the equation, with cloud connectivity allowing for real-time and authoritative responses via Alexa and Google Assistant. And there's certainly some innovations on the four-legged robo-dog front, but getting a bipedal robot to both climb stairs and have a real personality that can physically manifest its AI smarts, we aren't there yet. That's because the development of AI is more of a computer science endeavor, while getting a robot to move around like a human is more of an engineering feat, similar to what car and defense companies do. State-of-the-art bipedal robots like Honda's now discontinued Asimo may have moved around believably like a human, but it was as dumb as a brick. Even so, today's not all-in-one consumer robots have come a long way since 2002, when iRobot released its first Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner. Its geofencing via beacons seemed so rudimentary compared to today's computer vision and light sensor-based RoboVacs from Roborock and Ecovacs. Today's state-of-the-art models can map rooms, mop and vacuum, clean themselves, and essentially figure out a lot on their own. And these puck-like, rolling house cleaners can tackle other domestic chores too, from cleaning windows and pools to mowing lawns. On the electric friend front, Amazon recently released the Astro and is working on the Ring Always Home Cam, which is essentially a flying ring camera that can patrol your home in ways that will never end up tangled in cable clutter on the floor. But consumers don't have to spend an arm and a leg to get some computerized companionship for their kids and pets. Even the $200 affordable new Enabot Ebo Air robot knows how to maneuver its way around a room, avoiding obstacles and tackling multiple surfaces with aplomb. Not getting stuck in a nest of cables, though? Not so much. So there's still a lot of innovation and improvement to be expected on the consumer robot front, but for basic chores and light fun, today's models are worth the price of admission. For a snapshot of the marketplace, take a look at our roundup of consumer robots in this issue.